So you were born in Chicago?
Well, we left there when we were real small kids yet. We left Chicago and went to Seattle, Tacoma area. We were young when we left there and came to Alaska.
And what were your mother's and father's names?
Frederick Bohovic, my dad, and my mother was Edna Bohovic.
And where did you move to in Alaska?
My dad brought us to Wrangell. He'd been here a year or so fishing and trapping.
And where did your father fish at?
Most of it was around Wrangell, up towards Juneau a little ways. That's where he met my mother when he was fishing up. He was fishing up around a little village up towards Juneau. There was a little village that he went into when he was trolling. He got to know the chief. My mom was a princess, daughter of a chief. Dad had to get permission to marry her. I don't know if he had to pay a dowry or not. Knowing my dad, I don't think he did. He didn't have much.
And you said that your father moved you and your siblings to Sitka, where you went to boarding school. Was that Mount Edgecombe at the time? And did you return to Wrangell to go to high school?
Sheldon Jackson at that time. They had boys and girls. Yeah, we stayed there for 2-3 years. I forget how many, but till we were eligible for high school. And then I came back to Wrangell and finished high school here.
And what was schooling like there as far as your day-to-day life?
Oh, it was a nice place. You know, you had dormitories and you had schooling every day and sports, activity, and you learned a trade there. We worked in a carpenter shop and we worked in the machine shop. We built a little steam engine for one thing. What was odd was my sisters were also there, but never ever associated. Two different areas. I never ever got to see them.
And turning to Tlingit culture, have you seen a resurgence in recent years?
Yes, a lot. Yeah, when I was in Sheldon Jackson, you weren't allowed to speak any native languages. You were punished. Yeah, I think it's wonderful now these kids can learn a language like that. It's too bad that our mother didn't teach us that language. They all spoke it, you know. We used to listen to them tell stories. They'd tell stories and every once in a while bust out laughing. Never learned very much of it. Few words.
After you got out of school, did you make any attempt to learn the language or more about the culture?
Never did think about it. It was too late then.
I was told that you were there to represent your tribe, the Sumdum tribe, at the Chief Sheikh's house rededication.
That's the first time I ever, you know, put a blanket around me and then the hat on. Everybody made little speeches. But
after high school, did you go on to college at that time?
This old friend of ours that I used to do a little work for, cutting wood, he left money with Benjamin that owned the grocery store, left the money with him with the stipulation that I go to school. He didn't give me the money. So I had to go to school.
And where did you go to college?
University of Washington. Yeah, I didn't know anything about a city either when I got down there. I got some kind of information from someone that had been there. And I happened to go into a home where a person from Wrangell had already been there. So it was a nice place where we stayed. There were 6 or 8 boys there.
And how did you get down there? Did you go down there by boat?
Remember, I stowed away for one first or second time. I didn't have very much money then. So I just went on a steamer and stayed till it left. They knew that I was a stowaway, the steward. He brought me sandwiches. And then when we landed in Seattle, you had to have a stub showing your ticket to get off. And I didn't have one. And the steward knew that. He went down the bottom of the plank and asked a lady, he said, I need your ticket. So she gave it to him and he brought it up to me and that allowed me to get off the boat.
And did you have any plans after college?
I came here and I had to start making a living. So that was the first thing I thought of. Well, I had to go fishing. So that's when we decided to build a little boat, a little sand boat.
And what were the names of the other guys that were on the boat with you?
Lloyd Benjamin and Warren Gartley. They eventually drifted away from Wrangell. They got different jobs, so I ended up with the boat.
And how was the fishing at the time?
All illegal, most of it. We done real well. We went halibut fishing and seining. And then, of course, we expanded after I got the boat and sold it and got a bigger one.
And I was told of a story where you caught too many fish down by Annan.
We were arrested there because there were 10 million fish out in front of the bay there. And I don't know, there were several boats that went in there inside. They called it inside the markers. There's markers that you were supposed to stay out of. But there were several of us along with us snuck in there in the middle of the night, made sets. But the Fish and Wildlife come along and breasted, I don't know how many boats that night, three or four. But the judge he must have liked us. He only charged us a little bit, $25, $50 or something fine. We could go right back out again, probably the same place.
And was it really common to do things like that back at that time?
That's the only way we fished, is robbing cricks, they called it.
And how long did you fish for?
Up until I retired, 1990, 92.